Today, we'd like to set the title of Nothing for You to Help in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, verses 1 to 15. To none of the people through MP3 or YouTube on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verses 2 and 3, Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. For he removed the altars of the foreign gods and the high places, and broke down the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden images. What do these mean? And how can we apply these to our lives? Question 2 in verse 7. Therefore he said to Judah, let us build these cities and make walls around them, and towers, gates, and bars, while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought the Lord our God, we have sought him. He has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. What does it mean, and what can we learn about it? Question 3, in verse 11, and Asa cried out to the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against the multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you. What does it mean? And how can we apply it to our lives? In the last time in 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verses 21-22, but Abijah grew mighty, married 14 wives, and begot 22 sons and 16 daughters. Now the rest of the acts of Abijah, his ways, and his sayings are written in the annals of the prophet Iddo. Abijah, the second king of Judah, the southern kingdom, was a polygamist, as well as his father Rehoboam, the first king of Judah, his grandfather Solomon, and his great-grandfather David. In the dynastic history of Middle Asia, the polygamy was a culture, but was against the word of God, because a king might turn away from God to his wives or their false gods. Further, Abijah, the second king, was not a good king in the sight of God in the 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 3. And he, Abijah, also called as Abijam, worked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. Today, Asa, the third king of Judah, is talked about. Number one, so Abijah rested with his fathers. Abijah, the second king of Judah, also called as Abijah, was dead at his father's death, and they buried him in the city of David. Today, the city of David is seen in the right side of Dung Gate. Then Asa, his son, reigned in his place. In his days, the land was quiet for 10 years. Asa, the third king of Judah, took over his father Abijah's throne and had a peace for 10 years. First two, Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. He was loyal to God. obedient to the Lord or obedient to His word. The obedience led to quiet for 10 years in verse 1. That is, the obedience resulted in the peace always with God and often not always with neighbors. So, peace from God and Jesus. Romans chapter 1 verse 1. To all who are in Rome, beloved to God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1 2. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 1. To the church of Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 2. To Timothy, a true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Titus chapter 1 verse 4. To Titus, a true son in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. 2 John chapter 1 verse 3. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Verse 3, still question 1. For he removed the altars of the foreign gods and high places, and broke down the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden images. Asa was good and right in his eyes, because he removed the idols and the idol worship places, broke down their pillars and cut down the wooden images, mostly Ashtoreth, the goddess images. So Asa's obedient heart was proved by his consequent practice, work, conduct, or commission. The heart without proof might be not ripened yet with the proof. Otherwise, the heart would be a pretended heart or a dead heart. For example, dead faith, James chapter 17. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Verse 4, he commanded Judah to seek the Lord God over their fathers and to observe the law and the commandments. Asa, as the king, ordered Judah, the nation, to seek God and to observe his word. It is often the superficial affirmation without their hearts transformed with Christ, not perfect reformation. For example, Church of Sardis, Constantine's proclamation of Christianity at the Edict of Milan in 313 AD, Protestantism in the 16th century, Revelation chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God, or perfect spirit, and the seven stars, you know, the representative the church is there. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. So some not perfect God is contaminated with money, power, glory, you know, kind thing. Verse 5, he also removed the high places and the incense altars. From all the cities of Judah, Asa completely removed the idol worship places and altars from all cities in Judah. The kingdom was quiet under him. Judah kingdom was in peace under Asa's reign. As the nation seeks God, the nation will experience peace. But as the nation forgets God, there is going to be turmoil or crisis. Proverbs chapter 14, 34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Verse 6, and he built fortified cities in Judah, for the land had rest. He had no war in those years, because the Lord had given him rest. He prepared for the potential attack of an adversary, building up their fortresses at cities in Judah during the peaceful years allowed by God. Rest or peace years are not lazy times, but times to have a sober mind and to be watchful. Hereby, Asa and Judah people fortified cities, like our always praying and daily searching the Bible against spiritual attacks. 1 Peter chapter 5, 8 to them. Be sober, be vigilant, or be watchful, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Verse 7, question 2. Therefore he said to Judah, thus Asa told Judah people about the fortification. Verse 6, let us build these cities and make walls around them, and towers, gates, and bars, while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought to him, and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. Because we sought the Lord, God allowed us both to steal this Judah land and peace on every side with God and our neighbors. So they built and prospered. So they built them well without interruption. Verse 8, and Asa had an army of 300,000 from Judah, who carried shields and spears, and from Benjamin, who 280,000 men who carried shields and drew bows. Judah nation was composed of Judah, the fourth son of Jacob, and Benjamin, the 12 sons of Jacob tribes. For example, David the king from Judah's tribe, son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, and Saul the king from Benjamin's tribe. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. The Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons. 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. There was a man of Benjamin, whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Jero, the son of Bechorath, the son of Abphiah, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power, and he had a choice and handsome son, whose name was Saul. There was another more handsome, person than he among the children of Israel. From his shoulders upward, he was taller than any of the people. So really, tall guy, Saul. So Judah's soldiers, 300,000 with shields and spears, and Benjamin's soldiers, 80,000 with shields and bows. All these were mighty men of valor. All these were brave men. Verse 9, then Jerah the Ethiopian came out against them with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots. And he came to Maresha. Jerah the Ethiopian invaded Maresha, the south of Jerusalem in Judah, with 1,000,000 soldiers and 300 chariots, compared to Judah Benjamin's soldiers. 580,000 with shields, spears, and bows. Ethiopian they invade of almost double soldiers with the 300 chariots. Verse 10, so Asa went out against him, and they set the troops in battle array in the valley Jephthah at Maresha. Asa resisted against Jerah in the battle array in the valley of Jephthah between Jerusalem and Maresha. Verse 11, and Asa cried out to the Lord. Always a prayer is a good way to begin at humble heart. Here Asa's fervent prayer. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5, likewise you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, humble heart. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So humble, God grace. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Amen. Yes, 그렇습니다. Verse 7. Now 11, the best. So his God said to the Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. God is the Almighty and the Creator, who is nothing impossible, not depending upon humans, either many people or powerless people. God can help either. The limitation upon humans, not upon God. So God helps those that help themselves. That's a wrong common maxim, because God doesn't rely upon humans. Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17, Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There was nothing too hard for you. Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? No. Book of Acts chapter 4, 24. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. So God, you know, created everything. So God's love, you know, all are in them. In their creation, there is the God's love. Help us. O Lord our God, for we rest on you. And in your name, how many times we were fled into the name of the Lord, which is a strong tower. The name of the Lord, the name of Jesus, has been that tower of strength where we have fled, where we have found the peace, rest, where we have found the refuge. Many times it's just the breathing of the name of Jesus. And that the strength that comes, the power of strength that is there for those who trust in Him. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. We go against this multitude. God the Spirit is fighting against the multitude of Ethiopians through Judah the soldiers. Galatians chapter 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh or in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. O Lord, you are our God, not let man prevail against you. O Lord, let you get victory through us against this multitude, Ethiopians. Verse 12. So the Lord struck the Ethiopians before Asa and Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. The Lord got victory through Judah's soldiers, his army. Verse 13, and Asa and the people who were with him pursued them to Gerar. Judah pursued the Ethiopians to Gerar, the south of Maresha, in verse 9. So the Ethiopians were overthrown, and they could not recover, for they were broken before the Lord and his army. And they carried away very much spoil. The Ethiopians were completely defeated by God through his armies over Judah's soldiers. Judah's soldiers got a lot of plunder or prize. Verse 14, then they defeated all the cities around Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they plundered all the cities, for there was exceedingly much spoil in them. They also attacked the livestock enclosures and carried off sheep and camels in abundance and returned to Jerusalem. Judah's soldiers defeated all the cities upon which God's fear came around Gerar, attacking them and taking a lot of spoil, including sheep and camels, and they returned to Jerusalem. We covered all three questions. Let's just sing all together the bulletin, last one, page 51, number 12.